It's still early in 2023, but the Moose Jaw Police Service is noticing some potential trends in certain crime categories, including an increase in the severity of offenses. This is something we have seen. This is something that's been happening for quite some time, not just here, but across the country, Police Chief Rick Barasa said during the March meeting of the Board of Police Commissioners while discussing the crime statistics report. For example, he pointed to common assaults, with 34 incidents occurring from January to February 2022 compared to 10 incidents during the same period this year, a drop of 70.6%. However, the number of incidents of assault with a weapon, a more serious offense, has skyrocketed by 450%. There were 6 incidents from January to February 2022 and 33 occurrences during the same period this year. What this tells us is we're not seeing an increase in assaults, we're seeing an increase in severity, which we have known for a few years, said Barasa. Things really seem to change for us and for a lot of people during the years of pandemic restrictions. The YTD data for crimes against the person for the years 2021, 2022 and 2023 show homicide 0/0, 0 attempted murder 1/0, 0 assaults sexual common with a weapon aggravated against police 43/51 robbery 0/0 total 62/72/69 a 4.2% drop year over year. The overall goal should be to prevent crime instead of catching criminals, because if police stop crime before it occurs, there is no need to punish offenders or suppress their rights, said Commissioner Doug Blanc while quoting from the board's training handbook. An effective police department doesn't have high arrest stats, he added. It is a community that has a low crime rate. Property crime. With crimes against property, there has been a YTD decrease of 21.6% in all break-in categories, Barasa said. The police will continue to track this category, especially since business break-ins, especially into storage compounds, were prolific last year. The YTD crime statistics for break-ins, business, residence and other, in 2021, 2022 and 2023 show there were 49, 37 and 29 incidences, respectively. YTD, the number of thefts over $5,000 have jumped to 7 incidents from 2 last year. Furthermore, there have been 137 thefts under $5,000 YTD compared to 91 incidents last year. The police are watching those categories, especially since many were for shoplifting or theft from homeowners' yards, said Barasa. With motor vehicle thefts, the YTD data for 2021, 2022 and 2023 show 10, 12 and 8 incidents, respectively. With arson, the YTD data shows there were 1, 3 and 0 incidents, respectively. With mischief under $5,000, property damage, the YTD data shows there were 48, 30 and 42 incidents, respectively. Total YTD crimes against property for 2021, 2022 and 2023 were 267, 230 and 284, respectively. Calls for service. There were 2,895 calls for service during the first 2 months of this year, which is 637 more than last year and 612 more than in 2021, Barasa said. When we see an increase in calls without corresponding increases in the crimes report, it just speaks to the fact that about 1/5 to a quarter of our work is related to crime, he added. The rest is related to other issues going on in the community. These numbers shouldn't be surprising, since the police service foreshadowed that this would happen after pandemic restrictions ended and society reopened, said Commissioner Daryl Markin. The pandemic added an extra dimension to policing because, in a post-COVID-19 world, officers are responding to more social issues, which also stresses existing resources, said Board Chair Mary Lee Booth. It's still early in the year. We aren't running around screaming with our hands in the air that the sky is falling, chuckled Barasa. Other crimes. The YTD data for other types of crimes also show impaired driving, September 17-13. Failing to comply with a court order, 124-150 seconds, 69. Threats, 7-14, 7. Domestic disputes, 31-16, 9. Vehicle collisions over $1,000 to 46, 57 39. Drugs, cocaine, marijuana, meth, other, the 6th of July 11. The next police board meeting is Thursday, April 6.